Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you do when you have a crush on a coworker? I mean, you could set them up to get fired so they're no longer a coworker, and then it's easier to ask them out.
What? No. That's
I've tried that in the past, but that hasn't worked very well when they found out I was the reason they got fired.
Uh-huh.
But Dana, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, has a crush on her coworker.
Oh, I love that.
And apparently she actually went out on a date with him. What's up, Dana?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, that's not awesome. Much. Is it somebody that works in the same department as you?
Actually, we work in the same company, but he's on a different floor in like a totally different department. So we don't really like work together, just at the same company.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, your email said that you found an ingenious way to get him to go out with you without really asking him out. What does that mean?
Okay, well, we have like a work function, an event, and I went up to him and introduced myself, and we exchanged numbers. And I have, like, a really big crush on him, but I really didn't know what to do, like, how to call him or have him ask me out. So, like, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
So there's this other girl at our job. She came up with this, like, great idea that I should text him and say that, like, a bunch of us are going out for happy hour for some food after work.
Okay, that's awesome.
But, like, really, when he got there, it was just me, and I told them, like, everybody had canceled.
What?
Like, oh, man. Yeah. Nobody showed up, just you and me. I guess we can just hang out here and finish this bottle of wine I just ordered for both of us, right?
Oh, my God.
Something like that, yeah. That's
Dude, smart. Were you nervous when you were sitting there that he could find out your big ploy?
I was shaking. I was so nervous that, like, I didn't know what else to do, so.
Did he figure you out?
I don't know. I still don't know, like, if he thinks we were on a date or if he realizes it was a date because it was kind of like an ambush date. So I don't really know, like, what he thinks.
What? How did it go? How did happy hour go with just you and him?
Well, at first it was, like, really awkward because I guess he expected, like, a bunch of people to be there from work and it was just me.
Yeah, because you lied to him.
Kinda, yeah.
Kind of.
All right, so you got past the awkwardness at some point?
Sort of. Well, so like, you're just sitting there. It was really uncomfortable. So I was like, oh, let's Google, you know, fun facts about sushi, you know, just to like break the ice or something.
Okay. So did that work?
I thought it was fun. I mean, it was like, did you know, like the green stuff that they wrap the sushi with? It's actually like seaweed, which I didn't know before.
Yeah. That's a fact. I think that's just common knowledge.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that eat sushi know that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But cool that you learned it with him, I guess.
And that other stuff that they use is called rice. Did you look that up too?
Yeah. I mean, I know that.
Did it get better after that? And did he loosen up?
Okay, so we sat there for a little while, and then he was like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. So he excused himself, went to the bathroom. But then when he got out of the bathroom, he went directly, like, he left the restaurant. He just left.
Oh, did he say goodbye to you?
No, he just left. He didn't say bye or anything.
Whoa. So it sounds like what was a genius plan did not turn out so well.
Okay, but I didn't tell you, like, what happened next.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. And he drove home and never talked to you again. Did that happen?
And here we are.
No. So I sat there for like 5 or 10 minutes and I totally thought he ditched me. But then he came back in the restaurant.
Oh.
And like he said, he was sorry because he had a really important phone call. So that's why he had to step outside for a few minutes.
Oh my God, that 10 minutes sucks though. Yeah. Like you see the guy leave and you're like, oh my God, I just got ditched at a restaurant.
Oh man.
Huh, yeah. My heart for you. Like the ultimate low back up to a real high high.
Yeah, I was like almost in tears, like sitting there. I totally thought he'd ditch me, but he came back. And so then he was like, oh, well, he said he forgot his wallet at home and asked me if I could drive him home.
Oh, so you had to pay for everything, too.
Yeah, it wasn't that big a deal. It was like $30 or whatever.
Yeah, and it is your ambush date, so you should pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I just paid for it and drove him home.
Okay.
And did you try to get into his house by being like, oh, I forgot everybody for the work happy hour is actually coming to your house, so can we go inside?
No.
What happened when you drove him home?
He just, like, got out of the car and was like, bye, and, like, went inside, and, like, that was it.
Oh, I thought he was going to use that to, like, try to get you up to his place.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping he'd, you know, there were sparks on his side, too, you know, but I don't know if he even realizes it was a date.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
it
sounds like he might not. Have you texted with him after?
No. Like, I don't know what to do now. Because, like, my plan, I thought it would have ended kind of differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, now I don't know what to do.
And it isn't a date. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you tricked him to showing up to a restaurant and then...
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. Or maybe he does. Or I don't know. Like, I don't...
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him and see if, one, he knows he was on a date. And, two, if there's a reason he's not calling you back after.
Okay. Because I just really want to know what's going on, if he has any interest in me.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and find out with your second date update right after this, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.